Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 67 with me, Amanda Peart, first broadcast on the nation's station, Radio GH, on Sunday, 5th of June, 2022. Hi everyone, and welcome indeed. I hope that your Jubilee events went well and were not too adversely affected by the weather. As promised last week, I am featuring the new dance book by Jim Stott and its CD by Susan and Shona McFadgen and Ewan Galloway. The opening jig in the book, which is called the Argentine Collection 2020, by the way, is Welcome to Argentina. It begins with ones dancing a curly cast to second place to face first corners, who they turn right hand to finish in lines across or facing down. Down the middle and back, with the top line turning to face down again. Three couple rights and lefts up and down, with the first corner positions being those who change diagonally left. Ones then turn right hand to second place in the last four bars. Jim wrote this dance to teach at a workshop in Buenos Aires in October 2019, and he also wrote the lead tune, Eric's North Esque Hideaway. Susan McFadgin on accordion, her sister Shona on fiddle, and multi-instrumentalist Ewan Galloway on keyboard, played Eric's North Esk Hideaway by Jim Stott, Mrs. E. F. Clinkscale by Jimmy Clinkscale, Peking Duck by Neil Barron, and Alistair MacLeod by Neil McMillan for Jim Stott's jig Welcome to Argentina. Now back to 2006 for Roy Goldring's City of Stirling reel, which he presented to the Stirling branch after he had taught at their day school the previous year. Stirling was one of the six new millennium cities. The dance has a slightly different corner formation, and once you've cracked that, it is an attractive reel. The lead tune, The Nether Bailey, which is thought to be the oldest part of Stirling Castle, was composed by Nicol McLaren, and both available recordings are by him and his Glen Craig band.
Thank you.
That was Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band, and this recording is from Stirling at 90, and the dance is published in Bannockburn 700. After his tune Nether Bailey, Nicol played Billy Crabe by Bobby McLeod, Mickey Ainsworth by Ronnie Cooper, and Margaret and Donald Ferguson by Stephen Spence. Our second dance from the Argentine collection is a square set Strass Bay, The Four Spoons, written after Jim and his friends had visited a restaurant when only he ordered a dessert, but it was sent with four spoons. Everyone dances all 32 bars, half a grand chain, interlocking reels of four, a double men's chain, then all Set and Petronella in tandem to move on one place and turn partners two hands for the last four bars.
Thank you.
Susan, Shona and Ewan began with Jim Stott's own tune, Memories of Beryl. And then there were three Ian Robertson tunes, Ashridge, Memories of Jimmy Thorne, and the evocative Half a World Away. Now to RSCDS Book 50, the Spring Fling Book, for the jig Les Remparts de Seville, devised by Eleanor Latour, who is French, whilst in Seville. The CD is by Radio GH's own Scott Band and his band, and Scott composed the lead tune, Sasha's Jig.
Thank you.
Scott Band with his Sasha's Jig, then Strawberries Galore by Ronald Ridley, and two by Lindsay Ross, The Family Pride and Patricia Ann Douglas, for Les Remparts de Seville. Whilst I was at Marland, I was asked a bit about this show, and hopefully have gained some new listeners. One question was, could the dance programme be used as a social dance programme? And the answer is, more or less. If you want 10 to 12 dances, which, if I've done my homework right, don't have too much repetition of formations, and hopefully cover a wide spectrum of styles, including the recordings. Next, a five-couple reel by Isla Henderson, The River Ness, published in the Inverness Diamond Collection. Ones and threes are the dancing couples. Colin Dewar recorded the CD. Colin Dewar wrote the name tune for The River Ness. Then we heard Miss Forbes' Farewell to Banff, The Cockle Gatherer, Ian McKenzie's Reel, and Kathleen's Reel. Another Strathspey from Jim Stott's Argentine collection. There are 7 out of 14 on the CD, and this is 8 times through. The initial movement, Flirt and Cast, is by Gay Colin. First lady and second man dance towards each other and pull back right shoulders to cast up or down as their partners dance up or down through the set to change the order to 2-1 for 4 hands round to the left. Florida Street, Cambio Cambio. Thank you. Shand composed Miss Pamela Ray. Harry Shand of Inver is by Gordon Shand. The Glens of Antrim by George Fleming. And Ode to Graham is by Judy Nicholson. For Florida Street, Cambio Cambio by Jim Stott, written about the money exchanges in Buenos Aires. This next jig is by Roy Goldring. The Findlay's jig for Faustina and Ian Findlay was published in 14 Social Dances for 2000. Very simple. One's down the middle and back, one's twos and threes allemande, one's curly cast up two places, two's curly cast up two places, six hands round and back. Muriel Johnston and her band recorded it on Vintage Goldring. Thank you. wrote The Groom's Jig, lead tune for the Findlay's Jig, played by Muriel Johnston's band. The dedication for this next dance by Jim Stott reads, "This dance is written for a wonderful Argentine friend, tourist guide, host, dancer, and gentleman. He made my visit to Argentina in 2019 the most memorable time of my life. The dance is The Insurance Man from BA and is an 8x32 bar reel with three couples dancing an Allemande right turn." Thank you. For the insurance man from BA, the tunes were Charlie Candy is Real by Ewan Galloway and Three by Ronnie Cooper, Merrin's Real, Chadwick's Bog and Katie Stammers. Our last Strathbay today sums up me at Moorland, crocked but willing. I thought this had been devised by Julia Varney of Derby, but she tells me no, so we are on the hunt for the deviser, so we can add it to the SCDDB. Tis a three-couple Strathbay and a three-couple set, and the crib is. One set and cast off as the two step up. One's nearer hands joined, dance down between the threes and cast up to second place. One's cross up into reels of three on the sides. One's Petronella to lines across and all set. One's change right hand up and down and cast to second place own sides. Ones and threes dance the Burrell. Obviously there is no recording for the dance either, so I appropriately chose a Strathbay set by Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band from Strictly Scottish Volume 2. Those tunes were Manchester Caledonians by Sir Jimmy Shand, South Inch House by Alistair Wilkie, and Campbellton Kilty Ball by Pipe Major John McLennan, from Robert Whitehead's CD Strictly Scottish Volume 2. Robert played for the first three nights of Moorland, and then I dashed home on Saturday to hear him again, as he always plays at the Market Harborough Summer Ball on the first Saturday in June. Of course, John Drury and Jackie Johnston started the Moorland week, and we danced his three Moorland-named dances this week. The Moorland Reel, which is actually a jig. Moorland Triples, which has a triple Petronella in tandem. And the Moorland Knot, which is also a jig, but might work better as a Strathbay, at least to start learning it. Anyway, with John Drury in mind, I thought we would have a better-known one of his, MacLeod's Fancy, which was published by the RSCDS in Book 33. And I'll dedicate it to John and Vanessa McKinnon and all at the Peterborough class, where it was John's choice of the dance of the month earlier this year. The usual recording for this is by Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band, but this time we will hear Frank Reed and his band from the 1990 LP or cassette, Something Else. Began and ended with Captain William MacLeod's Fancy by William Marshall, and between that was Jenny Beaver's Hat and Frank Reed's My Friend Franz. Our last dance today is our fifth from Jim Stott's new book and CD, The Argentine Collection 2020. Salinas Grandes are the third largest salt flats in the world, and in the book Jim talks about his visit to them. The dance is an 8x32 bar reel and has a formation called the Promenade Pass, where, in effect, the twos take a shortcut to overtake the ones, and therefore, from 1-2-3, the final order is 2-1-3. The dance finishes with a circle, so I felt it was a suitable choice for finishing. So, Susan, Shona and Ewan recorded the CD. That dance was Salinas Grandes. The book and CD will very shortly be available from my website shop, or of course from me in person if we are at the same event. I hope Ewan had a good birthday last week. Thanks to you all for tuning in, and to all at Radio GH. We are playing out today with the Dancing Dustman, played by Ian Cruikshanks on his Wired Up to the Moon album. Bye!